This is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, March 14th, 2014. Katie Kajanski is reporting in the Chatham Courier. The only candidates in the Chatham Village elections next week are incumbent trustees Adrian Morrell and Lenore Packett. Both are running unopposed for a second term, and both are members of the Chatham United Party. Morrell grew up in Ohio and moved to New York when she attended New York University. She is employed as the executive director at the Sterling and Francine Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Massachusetts. Morrell said she is looking forward to another term as trustee. Among the achievements she's been most proud, the creation of the village administrator position and a police department with a different outlook. A Chatham native, Packett is currently serving as deputy mayor. She is employed as the director and teacher at the Chatham Preschool. Polls will be open noon to 9 p.m. Tuesday, March 18th at the Tracy Memorial Village Hall. Read the full story at the Chatham Courier. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper. The Ichabod Crane Central School District Board of Education is now in the process of developing its 2014-15 school budget. As it now stands, the $35.5 million spending plan will include a tax levy increase of 2.16%. During a presentation to the full board last week, Superintendent George Zini reported special education costs are projected to decrease next year, while transportation costs will increase. At this point of the budget development process, the district is looking to fill a $133,000 gap. Zini said that could be resolved with additional state aid. The board will hold a special budget meeting Tuesday, March 25th. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. And now we'll take a look at the WGXC ski report.
Let it snow, oh, oh, let it snow.
This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC ski report for the weekend of March 17th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for links to all the local ski resorts and the National Weather Service at newsroom.wgxc.org. A few more inches of snow fell locally this week, and Hunter Mountain says they've recorded 99 inches of snow so far this year. Both Greene County resorts are open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. this weekend, and Hunter has 47 trails serviced by 6 lifts running over 68 to 132 inches of snow. Hunter hosts the 5th annual Winter Carnival Cardboard Box Derby March 15th. Folks can make their own racers with cardboard, paper, tape, glue, and string. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for the complete rules or to the Hunter Mountain website. Windham Mountain has 52 trails, 48 groomed, running with 6 lifts open over 24 to 80 inches of snow. According to their website, quote, a Windham Mountain leprechaun will ski around and give out prizes, unquote, this weekend. Catamount reports between 4 and 5 inches of new snow, with 33 of 34 trails open, 4 of 6 lifts running over 22 to 40 inches of snow.
Let it snow.
Now taking a look at the weather forecast for today and the upcoming weekend. Today will be partly sunny with a high near 41, and tonight there's a slight chance of rain showers before 1 a.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers. It'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 34 tonight. The chance of precipitation is 30%. New snow accumulation of less than half an inch is possible. Saturday, there's a chance of rain and snow before 10 a.m., then a chance of rain showers between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. It'll be partly sunny with a high near 48, and Saturday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 21. Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high near 33. Sunday night, there's a slight chance of snow showers after 9 p.m., but it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 14. Monday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 28, and Monday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 15. Sunrise today was at 7:07 a.m., and sunset today is at 7:01 p.m., with the length of the day being 11 hours and 53 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, March 14th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.